That sounds like you're talking about a mosquito hawk.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and that some people say doesn't sting?
Builds a nest out of mud and doesn't sting.
Well, some people say they don't sting. They fly around. They're black, I think.
You're not talking about a bumblebee.
No.
Huh? Thank you, Lord. I'm going to tell you they don't sting you.
They build their nest out of dirt, too.
Mud or dirt. They look sort of like wasps.
Not a dirt dauber.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I believe he'd sting you. I don't know. I believe he'd sting you.
Okay. What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Nuts?
Mm-hmm.
That ripen underground?
Yes, sir.
Peanuts?
Mm-hmm. Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
If a boy doing what?
If a boy resembles his father in appearance, you would
favors
say...
Favors him?
Mm-hmm. What if he, what if the same boy's behavior is similar to his father? You would say, the boy, what, his father?
Traits? Has traits like his father?
Mm-hmm.
Actions are like him.
What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth but isn't a nurse?
Is not a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Midwife.
Okay. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
It's all country around here. Don't need that term.
Well, what would you think?
Call him a city bird, Eric. City dude.
Okay. If a person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
They'd call him a country boy, country girl.
Anything else, maybe, that might be sort of making fun of them?
I imagine they got some terms that you, I don't know what they'd be.
Okay. How would you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black? People who were slaves in this country before the Civil War.
How would you normally do what?
How would you refer to the people who were slaves in this country before the Civil War?
Called a Negro.
Suppose you were angry with a Negro and thought that he was very trifling and no good. How might you refer to him? If say maybe you were angry at him or you didn't like him.
Oh, I expect you call him a stinking Negro.
Okay.
Good for nothing.
But you wouldn't have any term of abuse like that you...
That Lama put some pretty nice handles on that if he was talking to him.
Like what?
Huh?
Like what?
Vulgar language.
Yeah.
Cuss them on. I mean, a lot of people can curse them and that kind of stuff.
But they wouldn't call them any particular word that would refer to him or to his race.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
Outlawfully custom of that kind of stuff.
Okay. How do you normally refer to a person that's a member of the race that you belong to?
How do you what?
How would you refer to a person that belongs to your race?
Refer to him in what respect?
If his skin's the same color as yours, you would say that he's a